The coal cleaning chemical that spilled in West Virginia's Elk River and left 300,000 people without water is headed to a site outside Pittsburgh. That news broke in recent days as hearings were held in West Virginia and Washington, D.C. about legislation to prevent another spill. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Beth Voorhees joins me to discuss the latest on the spill. Thanks, Beth.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
First, of concern to many Pennsylvanians, Freedom Industries is the company that owns the storage tank that leaked the chemicals. It's actually based in Pittsburgh, and it says it's moving the chemicals about 40 miles outside the city to a storage facility. What do you know about the transfer of the chemicals?
Freedom Industries is under an order by the governor to dismantle and tear down and get rid of all the chemicals at this site along the Elk River at this terminal. So Freedom Industries was expected to move 3,500 gallons of crude MCHM from its facility in Nitro, which is an industrial area not far from Charleston, to a coal facility in Pennsylvania. And Freedom expects to move more chemicals in the upcoming weeks, but it's unclear where the chemicals are heading, as you said.
And MCHM is this coal cleaning chemical.
This is what leaked into the Elk River, yes.
And one of the biggest pieces of news for you in West Virginia was a statement from the governor, Earl Tomlin, that he would look into testing. Why was this so surprising?
The governor and officials from the CDC and the EPA held a news briefing this week, and they were there to assure West Virginians and the nine counties who were affected by this spill that the water is safe to use. They didn't say safe to drink, but they did say it is safe to use. Well, a lot of reporters asked, look, there's a trust issue here. West Virginians don't trust the water company, they don't trust the water, and they don't trust government. Why don't you randomly sample homes to reassure people that the water is safe? And the governor hem and hawed about that for a little bit, but then he said, and after the briefing, he tweeted that they will consider a protocol for randomly testing people's homes in the nine counties affected by this spill.
This week, there were also statements out from the EPA and Centers for Disease Control on water safety. What did these entities have to say?
The EPA representative said that there was no need to test homes because the Safe Water Drinking Act just requires that the distribution system be clear and clean and tested. And that has been tested. And the distribution system is fine. So that there's no need to test homes. That's what the EPA said. Reporters wanted to know, well, look, there are various kinds of piping, plumbing in people's homes. There's lead pipe, there's copper pipe, there's metal pipe, there's plastic pipe. How do you know how this chemical affects these different pipes unless you test the actual pipes and the tap water coming from these plumbing systems, these private plumbing systems? And the EPA said, we just have to deal with the water distribution system itself, and it is considered safe. Now, the CDC said that there will probably be no long-term health effects because the exposure to this chemical in the water was so short. The state of emergency and the do not use warning went up very, very quickly so that people were not exposed long term to MCHM. They require no health monitoring of anyone. They don't feel that anyone was really harmed for the long term.
Could you talk about the bills moving through the state and the U.S. legislatures?
Sure. Senate Bill 373 is called the Water Protection Bill here in West Virginia. It's passed the state Senate. It's now being considered by the House of Delegates. It will go through three committees in the House of Delegates, so as many members of the House get to see it as possible. It will go through the Health Committee, the Finance Committee, and Judiciary Committee. It requires owners and operators to register their storage tanks with the Department of Environmental Protection and provide detailed information about the tank's locations and the fluid held within them. That information must also be provided to local water systems and county officials. Now, the DEP is required in the bill to develop a regulatory program to permit the construction and maintenance of above-ground tanks. DEP BP inspectors must annually inspect tanks 25 miles upstream of any public water intake. And the bill also requires public water systems to create source water protection plans and submit them to the Bureau of Public Health. They must include contingency plans for responding to a contamination and providing an alternative water source. So that's Senate Bill 373 right now in the West Virginia legislature. Now this week, Senators Manchin and Rockefeller of West Virginia and Senator Boxer of California introduced the Chemical Safety and Drinking Water Protection Act. It really mirrors the state bill in many ways. The bill would require regular state inspections of all above-ground chemical storage facilities and more frequent inspections of those facilities located near drinking water sources. Now, there's also another bill that they've introduced called the Chemical Safety Improvement Act, which states states could request the EPA to prioritize the testing of specific chemicals, including those held near waterways, and that they would be a high priority for testing.
Well, thanks so much, Beth.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
That was Beth Voorhees of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. We've been speaking about last month's chemical spill, and West Virginia Public Broadcasting is covering this issue extensively at their website, wvpublic.org. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan.